Yo, 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 you already know what it is, man. This is your boy, London.
And I'm Treya.
And this is Press Play.
Well, all you gotta do is what?
Press play.
And listen to the motherfucking conversation.
We in this mother sneaker.
Yes.
What's up, everybody? We back once again with another one. Press play, man.
Press it.
Press and play. All our players, what's up, players? What's up, that player family?
Yes, big shout out to the players.
Shout out to all the players, yo.
Listen, okay.
Big shout out to the players.
You sent me the analytics earlier today.
Yeah.
And, yo, we have so many listeners outside of the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful for that. From Brazil to France, we love y'all, okay?
We do. We love you all.
We have freaking listeners in Brazil and France.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's dope.
Dope as hell.
I'm glad that you guys listen to us from all over the world, all over the freaking United States. To Brazil, to France, to Jamaica.
Yes.
To all over. And even some countries that I can't even pronounce.
I think I saw Uruguay on the list.
Yeah, see? I can't pronounce that. But we love you, though. And we thank y'all for being players. I feel like we need to have, like, player jerseys. Like, player jerseys. Press play jerseys.
I like that.
That is such a
vibe. Them or for us?
Well, it'd be for all of us. We all players.
Absolutely.
But thank God we got to give it to the players. Like, we have to allow our players to have access to the jerseys.
Absolutely.
You know, now when we get to another level, we can customize them. You know,
I feel a Shopify.
We ain't gonna do that right now.
I feel a Shopify coming home.
It might be a little Shopify in the mist.
We might
have to, you know, whip it up.
Probably.
In the kitchen, whip stuck like stir fry.
Rest in peace, take off.
Rest in peace, take off. But how have you been? How have you been?
I have been good. I cannot complain. I mean, I could, but what good would it do?
Not at all.
Just a girl in Atlanta trying to make it. If you want a face show,
you already know.
Go to www.spa92.com. I am a licensed esthetician, and I will be able to hook you up. All right.
That is it, man. Hook you up. Hook you up.
Yes.
Y'all go to www.spa92 and get that facial. Get all what you need. Get your skin right. Get that shit all smoothed out. Get them blemishes, them dark marks off.
You know what I'm saying?
You out here trying to pull your nigga, your bitch, or, you know, your dude.
You don't want to have all that flaky skin on your face. You need a microderm.
Yeah.
You need a chemical peel.
Yeah.
If you need extractions.
Yeah.
I'm your girl.
And semen don't do it. So.
No, it doesn't. It really actually, people believe that, like, in real life.
I know, they really do.
But I know for a fact, all they do is dry your skin out. Anyway.
They do. Well, see, you listening to it from a licensed esthetician that semen dries your skin out. So stop all your little semen facials, because it's not working.
That's from my professional
experience. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's from my professional experience and my personal experience. I know what I'm talking about, y'all.
This is coming from a personal experience. It's probably coming more of the personal experience than the professional.
But yeah.
But yeah, definitely hit that spot 92, man. Get your facial, okay?
Yes.
And make sure you let her know that you are a player. So that way you can get that player discount.
Absolutely.
Okay?
We talking about that 10, what I do 15% if you let me know you're a player.
15 on the players. So if you want to go ahead and get that done, make sure you go get that facial. If you in Atlanta, make sure you go and check Dreya out, man. Get you a facial.
Yes.
That way your skin gets smooth and shit. You can look all glistening and sexy.
Yes.
And you get you that 15% player off.
Yes.
So we with it. We lit.
That's it.
Y'all let them know you a press player. So that way you can get your shit. All right?
That's it.
But, outside of that, everything's been going good with you. You've been having a good week and stuff like that.
You know what? I just said that I wasn't going to say this on the air, but fuck it. Y'all, I had a job interview today, and a bitch thought she was prepared, but she wasn't. And this wasn't just any type of job. It was a job that I really wanted. And I'm kind of salty about it. I did everything that I could, but everything I could do wasn't enough.
Yeah, but you know, it's all a lesson. And sometimes you have to go through those fails so that you can come back and learn. what not to do and what to do. You know,
absolutely.
It's all a learning experience. Everything in life is a learning experience. Sometimes you gotta try to take the positive away from the negative situation, so that way it'll turn to a positive.
Absolutely.
And then you prepare yourself because you look at it. You learned some things today.
Yes.
You know, you may not have gotten it, but you learned some shit that you can apply to when you do go to your next one. You know,
absolutely.
And nail it and get it and be like, damn, I'm here.
And you know what else, guys? You know, the defeat is not what should be highlighted. What should be highlighted is the bounce back, bitch.
Yeah, it's definitely the
because
bounce back.
Because the bounce back is impeccable.
Okay, it's the bounce back for me.
Well, friend, how you been?
I've been very, very, okay, so y'all know it's been Thanksgiving and shit, you know? So I've been celebrating a little Thanksgiving. Now, listen, I didn't do a lot of, like, the traditional Thanksgiving. It was just really small.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to eat and chill. When I finished coming back from out to eat,
mm-hmm.
my fucking back went out.
What?
That shit was sore as fuck. I had to have fucking, like, little tension shits, pads, and little, electronic wire shits.
What
on
you
the
was
mat.
Doing on your back,
I
friend?
I was, it, okay.
You was on?
No. For real, true story.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working out, and that's really what it was. I think I overwork myself, and I do that. I tend to do that a lot of times because I be in the zone, and I overwork myself, and I'm paying for my overwork. Right now, I'm still kind of sore. This shit is stupid.
What kind of workouts do you like to do? Like barbells or
all of it?
Oh, okay, so you go to the gym?
Yeah. If I like to do gym, and I like to do it at home.
Okay.
You know, I like to even it out because a lot of things, like, I need the machines for.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some things that you could do at home and you don't have to, you know, use the machine.
Yeah.
So I like to, you know, do it all. Because I'm like, the things that you could do, like, without the machine, I don't like to do at the gym, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people do that. They'll, like, do that at the gym.
Like the free weights and stuff like that. Like I have the free weights at home and a yoga mat, so
exactly.
Sometimes I'll do that at home.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm more of, like, okay, let me do that at home because I feel better, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I need to go to the machine, I do the machines. Now, what I'm really trying to do is I'm trying to get me a gym at home.
Yes.
So that way I don't have to go to no damn gym at all and I could just do it.
Oh, well, when you do home. That, I'm going to be over here. I'm going to be like, oh, open up the garage. Let's go.
Let's go. It's time to go.
Because I'll cut that membership off, honey.
Yeah. I'm the memberships that I paid in the ass. And also, like, I don't know. I just be feeling kind of weird with people being at the gym because I feel like people be, like, all in your
looking at
face.
You. Yes, that's why I hate the gym.
And it's weird. And then some people don't even come to the gym to work out. Like, I literally needed this machine.
They come to take pictures.
And this nigga's sitting.
Uh-huh.
And one of them sitting on the machine. The other one standing up. And they just sitting there talking. I'm like, okay, can y'all stop? Can you move?
Right.
Are you done with the machine?
That's crazy.
Because, like, you fucking up my goddamn routine. You know what I'm saying? Because you got your leg day, you got your chest.
Yeah.
You know what you got to do
when
you working out, especially if you work out on the regular. You know what you need to go hit and what I need to go do. And you fucking know what I need to do. It's not working out. So, my back been down since, like, after we came back from eating, like, I was completely, like, sore. And I was like, what the fuck? We set up, we played games, we had like a family night and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, my, one of my friends came into town. Cause they had a catering event or whatever, so they came by and spent some time with me, spent the night with us, and played some games, and you know I had a good time. I was just real sore, and shit, I couldn't lay down, I couldn't sleep for a couple of days.
You need
I wasn't
a massage,
getting no
friend.
Sleep. Yeah, I do.
You do.
I do. I need to go to a fucking spa.
Yeah, Massage Envy is great. Shout out to Massage Envy.
Massage Envy.
Yes, I'm pretty sure they have one in Stockbridge or somewhere around there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if not, I'm gonna definitely find one. They have one in Atlanta.
Yeah. Massage Envy is a franchise, and they're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I definitely need to go and hit them up because babies is sore as hell, and I want to work out so bad. I be feeling so guilty. I have workout guilty. Like,
I get that sometimes too. Like, when I start getting real consistent in the gym or with my home workouts, and then if I stop,
I really am like,
I start self-loathing. Like, you are fat.
Yeah, that's how I be feeling. Yeah, like, you fat ass. You just sit here and miss 2 days.
Right.
I be mad. Well, you missed a week because normally I work out 3 times a week. And I try to keep that regimen of at least working out three times a week.
Do you go more than 30 minutes?
Yeah. I at least try to do an hour. If not an hour, sometimes I go over because I be in the zone.
In the zone, yeah.
So sometimes I might go over. But I'm going to change up my pattern because I think, I just don't know. Maybe I'm just like pushing myself a little bit too much.
Too hard, yeah. You're probably experiencing like muscle fatigue.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't go, you really shouldn't go past 45 minutes. I mean, that's what they say on Google.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I need to do a little less. But you know, you get so like, I feel like working out is like a stress reliever.
Absolutely.
It, like, instead of me punching somebody,
let me punch this bag, you know?
Like, let me pull these weights down, and it helps me relieve stress. When I lost my mom, I just drowned into, like, working out.
Yeah.
So it became a habit.
And oh, I'm now so happy you found like, a healthy outlet for
yeah,
that.
Now it's like, I need to work out. Like, I gotta go. So, yeah.
Well, you know, speaking of working out, fuck Hot Works.
Okay, fuck them.
Hot Works is a franchise. I don't know if they're outside of Atlanta, but they are in Atlanta. And y'all, I had a membership with Hot Works. I have a membership with Hot Works, right? Mm-hmm. And I froze the membership. And what ended up happening? I forgot about it. That's what ended up happening. Mm-hmm. And then after a certain amount of months, the freeze fell off. But I was not interested in going back to Hot Works because it's not on my side of town. I had moved from where I was at. So I called up to the desk and I told the girl, I said, I know what it was. I was confused because I froze it and it had been over a year. So I figured that the membership had ended. So I called up to the desk and I was like, hey, I got a charge for like $60-something on my card. And I'm just trying to figure out what's up because this was supposed to be canceled. And the girl was like, oh no. She was like, well, first of all, we're under new management, yada, yada, yada. And like, there's no such thing as a cancellation with Hot Works. If you want to cancel, you got to pay a $99 fee to get up out of it.
So what they do, bullshit.
Yes.
No, the fuck they don't.
So they're going to continue to charge me $60 a month until I decide that I want to pay the $99 to get up out of it.
And then still charge you for all the $60-something that you ain't paid.
But you know what? She did tell me that she could freeze me for another 3 months and pay $10 a month. And she was rude, too.
Pay $10 a month? Listen, bitch, I'm not coming there.
Listen, she was like, well, what's the problem? If you don't want the membership, why don't you just drop the $99 right now? Do you not have the $99? Bitch, don't be in my pockets.
I don't have the $99, bitch, because if I did, I would have paid the $60 every goddamn month.
No, but I told her, I said, I tried to be nice because she was one of them bitches.
I said, no, I don't have it, bitch.
It's not that I don't have the $99. I said, I don't have $99 for that. I said, I'm not going to be there, so I don't want to keep the membership.
I wouldn't be paying that shit. Don't nobody want to pay for something. Even if you had, I mean, my thing is this. Who is, you can never get gangs any type of richness if you're not, if you're spending your money useless.
Right.
You know, right. Like you just throwing money to the fucking wind.
But friend, they don't know about me because what I'm going to do is reach out to my bank and close that card.
Yeah, I mean, I would just report fraud. I don't know who this charge. This charge is unknown. I don't know.
Play with your mama. Don't play with me because I haven't even been there for a year.
But I wouldn't dare to. No, like you got me fucked up. I would dare to pay you an extra $10 instead of paying $60, and then you want me to pay you another $100.
Yeah.
On top of the other months that I have not.
Yeah.
Even, you know.
And let me tell you what Hot Works is. It's a very bougie gym. And I mean, it's nice. And I really did enjoy my time there when I was able to go. Yeah. Hot Works is a hot sauna. Like, they have like these sauna boxes. Mm-hmm. And in each box, it's a different workout that you do. And they have hot cycling. They have hot yoga. They have Pilates and shit like that. And it's a real nice little bougie vibe or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's worth every dime. But bitch, not if I'm not going.
Yeah, but if I'm not coming anymore, you can't keep charging me when I'm not coming. That sounds like a fucking scam.
Exactly. I go to Planet Fitness now.
And the fact that she said you ain't got the $99.
Yeah, she was one of them bougie little,
like,
you know.
Like, that shit would have pissed me off.
It pissed me off. And my mama was, it was on speaker. She was like, ooh, mean. I said, Ma, don't even go. Like,
I would have, yeah. It definitely would have went the fuck laugh. Because who the fuck are you talking to? Why do you feel, what makes you feel like I don't have it? Because I'm not trying to pay you.
Some of these little skinny granola eating bitches, that's how they be.
Like, bitch, do you got it? No, I never said, no, I don't have it, bitch. You pay for it for me. Put it on your tab.
If I would have said you got it, I would have been like, never mind. I know you don't got it.
Nah, I'd be like, that's
not right. You the receptionist at the gym. I know you ain't got it.
Don't worry about it, baby. We're going to take it out of your check before you get paid. I make sure to take it out of your book with your taxes.
Right.
How about it? Yeah, that's a mess. Well, I'm fuck Hot Works.
Right.
Sounds like a breakfast spot to me, so we're not worried about them. But we got more show for you, though. We definitely got more show for you. Yeah. Because it's press play, man. You gotta do it. So we got some stuff to get into. I know it's been the holidays and stuff like that, but it's been kind of a crazy week as far as the media and stuff like that goes.
Yeah.
And we gotta get into it. Like we gotta get into some juicy stuff. But we can take a little. You want to take a little break? You want
to? Okay. Sure. That was so dumb.
We're going to take a break, man. We're going to keep pressing play. All our players, man, you stay tuned, okay? Stay listening. Don't go nowhere. Yes. Go grab you like a little snack or something.
Or a blunt, whatever.
Or a little blizzy. And come back, press play.
Yeah. And we are back.
Be back.
To press play, well, all you got to do is what?
Press play and listen to the conversation. Yeah. It's the conversation for me, man.
It's the conversation for me and the vibes. And
it's definitely the vibes.
When we went on break, we started talking about, do people understand what press play is about?
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
So we should just clarify it, because I feel like people need to know what press play is. You know, maybe people are like misconstrued as to like, well, what is this podcast really about? Like, what am I gaining from listening to this podcast?
Okay, so press play is basically a podcast about whatever the fuck we want it to be about.
Yeah,
it's about vibes.
It's a fucking vibe. It's a motherfucking vibe. It's all about the fucking vibe.
That's it.
Vibes, and more vibes. That's it.
And we never wanted to typecast ourselves to say that, oh, we talk about X, Y, and Z. And
yeah,
only X,
oh,
y,
I hate
Z.
It.
We don't do that because life doesn't work that way.
No.
And we don't work that way.
No, and that's the point of press play. You literally press play and you listen to the conversation. Like, that's it.
It's in our banter. It's in our jingle. Like,
it's in the lingo.
Yeah.
So that's all we want. We want you to listen to it. We want you to catch a vibe. We want you to be chilling. You could be chilling at home. You could be at work. Wherever you are.
Right.
We want you to be able to put your earphones in, put your headphones in, listen to it on your speaker or whatever, and start vibing with us. You know, just vibe with us. That's it's
whatever we want it to be. And I'm so glad y'all be listening.
Yeah, I'm glad that everybody like tunes in and y'all kind of, you know, but I would love if you guys would share and we could gain more. And I feel like we are.
Yeah.
We got to keep the consistency, you know, because that's our problem. And we know our issue, okay? So don't judge us, right? But I feel like maybe a lot of people don't understand what we are, what we do, who we are, you know?
Right.
And as you listen to the previous episodes, you can tell what we pretty much what we do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you listening to people talk about certain topics that are happening around the world, some concerns that we feel may be happening in our personal life.
Right.
Sometimes we may not come on and talk about the celebrities and media. We may just be coming and talking shit about regular life shit.
Right.
It's okay. It's whatever we feel like the conversation is at the moment, you know?
So also, I want us to kind of give a breakdown of who we are and what it is that we do, and you know, like, why we do it. So, like,
okay,
my name is Shondrea. Okay. I go by Drea. I live in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I'm a licensed esthetician. I'm a certified phlebotomist. I own a candle company. I'm a Taurus. What makes me qualified to do a podcast is that I have experience in theater. I've done Netflix, lots and lots of stuff with music, especially back in college. And so, like, overall, I'm very much so into, like, entertainment.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, y'all know it's your boy, London!
Yes. Oh, Lord.
It's the boy, Gunna Wait. Man, that fucked me up.
Woo!
follow ATL, man, as well. And y'all know I'm an artist. I do music, as you know. I am currently working on an album, and that's what I've been doing pretty much this, basically the last couple of years, but really, really hard the last couple of months, mm-hmm. consistently. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to school for fashion marketing, so I love fashion and designing and all that shit. I'm into that. Wow, I'm into freaking dirt bikes and RTVs and yachts.
Anything luxurious.
Anything luxurious. And I like to have fun, man. I'm a fucking vibe, okay?
He is, y'all.
And that's just what it is. I'm a fucking vibe. And I'm just trying to share my fucking vibe with my fucking bestie.
Yes.
And that's just what the fuck we trying to do, that's you know? It. I really do appreciate y'all for listening and tuning into us and, like, really just giving us y'all ear. I feel like y'all get to know us a little bit more. Oh, and I'm a Leo. I feel like nobody really knew that.
Oh, my God. Y'all, this man gives serious Leo vibes. And I don't mean it in a bad way.
Y'all know that shit real.
When I tell y'all, like, he is the ultimate leader. And, like, I'm a Taurus, so we're very stubborn and we do what the fuck we want to do. But when he says, you know, Chandrell, I think we should do X, Y, and Z, I'd be like, okay.
Fran be ready. And I love that about her, though. She really do be ready. But we are the ultimate duo, okay?
Yes,
and this fucking Press Play shit has been on the rise for a while.
Oh, wow.
Okay? We first started Press Play.
It's 2017.
Yeah. We were recording it on YouTube.
Yep.
And we actually had about five or six people mm-hmm. outside of just us two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God, y'all. We had a whole panel of people.
We did. Press Play really came down from like six people
to two.
Yeah. So yeah, like we really came a long way so far as of right now.
Right.
I feel like it's just the beginning because we still have a long way to go. Like
yeah.
We gotta really put forth a lot of more energy and a lot of more time. But I feel like with it just being us two, it kind of helps us to be able to give a little bit more.
Yeah, because, you know, when it's too many hands in the pot, it's just, it'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
And it'd just be, yeah. That was my experience.
Yeah.
I loved all those people that we had on the show, though.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we all brought something to the table. And I feel like if we all could have done it, it would have been amazing to see it flourish. Because we all would have been able to bring something to it. And it would have been big if we all could have got on the same page.
I won't even
cap
with you.
But I don't feel like we are the view to be able to.
I won't even cap with you. I was very overwhelmed.
But I was hanging
in there.
Yeah. I think that you would have had it. I think it was harder to get into the groove of it because it was so many people.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot easier to get into the groove when it's less people.
Right.
Because, like, right now, you know, shit, you got like the back of your hand.
Right, but like y'all are witnessing like the true evolution of Press Play.
Y'all
that's
really
what, y'all, that's what happens when you have hella businesses.
That's it.
I'm all confused.
Maybe like, which one was it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which one was it? I'm so sorry. I forgot. It's the other business.
Right.
But yeah, y'all are definitely looking at the evolution. I mean, we on season 4.
Yes.
And I think we're close to we're close to 100. We probably gonna have 100 plays by 100 episodes, maybe by next season.
Okay.
Or, yeah, I think by next season we should be here. Like,
it's exciting, 100. Man. It's exciting to just, like, build things from scratch and just watch how it progresses and watch the direction that it goes in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like,
it definitely is an amazing feeling. And to see that our hard work is not going in vain.
Because
I'm not going to lie to y'all. I really be sometimes questioning, like, are we going to have to shut Press Play down? Brady gonna have to slap a bitch?
But you know what? Is Will Smith gonna have to slap a bitch? Keep my podcast name out your fucking mouth.
Man, for real though, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I live in my head, so sometimes I be analyzing different things and I'm like, okay, I don't know. Like, what is it that we're not doing that we need to do to get, you know, on the thing, you know? But my thing is that I don't want us to be anything outside of us.
Right.
Like, I don't want us to be something else or trying to mimic another podcast and them and how they operate and what they do.
Yo, let me tell y'all a secret. Come here. Come a little closer.
A little closer.
Come a little closer. I got to whisper in your ear.
Come a little closer.
I don't even listen to other people's podcasts.
Don't listen to that shit.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Don't listen to that
and
shit.
And the reason why I don't is because I don't be wanting other people's influence on me when I do my own shit.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever... Well, no. I've listened to one podcast before in my life.
For real?
Press play.
Press play. Press play.
That's it.
You know, I have, like, before we got it going onto the podcast platform, like, I did some research to try to kind of see what it was, really what it was to do, and how to go about it, to try to see what it is that they do, like, how they're doing this shit, right? And, I mean, really, honestly, what I found was just do it the way you do it.
You want to do it, yeah.
Because... like you said, like, I just don't see myself getting on here every week and having this one particular topic.
Yeah.
And I have to just talk about this one particular thing.
If we were, like, in a box like that, I promise you, this would have been over for me.
Yeah, this shit would have been done for
every
me,
every time
period.
You called me to do the pot, I would have like, nah. I would have like, I'm walking my pet goldfish today. Nah.
It's a pet goldfish for me. For real, though. Nobody's going to... I don't know. They can do that. It works for your other podcasters, you know. And bigs up to all the other podcasters that's doing that shit.
Doing your thing.
You know. But for me, I don't see that working. First of all, I have a very short attention span.
Right.
So I can't be stuck on one topic for so long before I get exhausted and I'm ready to go on to the next topic. Like, I need something else to talk about.
That's why I had to stop trying to cover the Kanye West stuff for a minute, because I was sick of hearing his damn name.
Yeah, but that's why I said we had to stop talking about him and his damn wife, but we got to talk about that shit tonight. We got some stuff to talk about. What's up on that?
Well, okay.
What kind of news?
So let's pop in on this little special question I got, right?
Okay.
Okay. So if... for all your life, every relationship you done been in has been bad, bad, bad. And you have just been abused from every angle by every relationship you've been in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you get into a relationship with this great person and you just feeling a way that you've never felt in your life. And honestly, this person just makes you better.
Mm.
Just makes you better, right?
Then
your friend out and about and see your significant other with somebody else. Would you want your friend to tell you?
Hell yeah. Yes.
You
yes. Yeah. I want to know. Fuck that shit. Because if I already, listen, I've been through a lot of shit, okay? I don't trust a bitch ass thing. So for me right now, if I was to get with somebody and it was just like all over the place, like it was just amazing, I probably think that the shit was fake. So I'm probably going to be sitting here thinking, like, trying to look and seeing what's your angle, what you trying to get, like what you doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it would be only just like reassuring to me that my best friend come and tell me like, yeah, this motherfucker is really on some sneaky shit, or you know, been doing da 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 da, you know. Yeah. I've been in situations where, I mean, I've been cheated on. I've had my exes have fooled with my friends.
Wow.
So like, I've had situations like that, and
you always want to know.
I want to fucking know. Fuck all that shit. I want to know. Give me the motherfucking tea. Tell me everything.
Well, I would definitely want to know. And I don't really think I would even hurt too bad, because all the hurt that I've had in the past has primed me for this.
It does.
I'm ready.
It does. You know what? And it comes to the matter of fact, for me, if you can go and do whatever with whomever, you're not mine. So what the fuck am I trying to keep something that's not mine for? I'm not going to try to steal the neighbor's dog. Take your fucking dog and get your dog out of my yard. Stop shitting in my yard.
What do you think about people who stay and don't want to know?
Dumb. But no, okay, I feel like it's their choice, their journey. Some people are stuck. Some people are complacent. Some people are settled for certain things. Sometimes it comes to the fact of the matter is people don't know their worth.
Yeah.
And they need to know what they're worth. Once you start realizing what you're worth and that you better than the shit that you putting yourself through, or what that nigga or that bitch is doing to you, then you start to reflect like, nah, man, I could do a little bit better than you. I ain't got to deal with you. I start looking in the mirror. I'm like, because you fucking with a bad one. What the fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's all about knowing your worth. I tell the motherfucker, quit. You got the right. I'm not no fucking lame. So, I am not a lame.
So I'm going to tell you what inspired this question.
This shit.
I was online and I saw an interview with Neo. And this is this is from I don't even know how long ago. And he was basically being asked, like, if your significant other was cheating on you, you know, would you want to know? Mm-hmm. Would you be upset with your friends? And he said, yeah, I would be very upset. He said, let me be blissfully ignorant.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I think that's so stupid. I think that's dumb, and you be mad. Oh, why would you? Why are you gonna tell me? I want to. You want to know?
Right.
Like what? I mean, eventually you gonna find out. And then when you find out, and I be like, oh yeah, I knew that too. Then you gonna get mad at me because I knew and didn't tell you.
He flat out said, "Why would you ruin my happiness? I was happy. If you're my friend, why would you ruin that?"
Wow. So he doesn't. He's not somebody that you could be friends with.
Hell no, because he's not delusional.
Yeah, because if he could, because this is the thing. If that's something that he would expect for his friend to do, mm-hmm. then he would probably do the same shit to his friend. So if he found his friend cheating, he wouldn't say shit. Yeah. So I wouldn't want to have nobody around me that wouldn't
my back. That really shows character, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. That's loyalty there.
Ooh, that was a good question.
Yeah, that was real good. Well, let's get into a good story, huh?
Okay.
So let's talk about it. Kelly Rowlands tells the AMA's crowd to chill out after Boo and Chris Brown win, okay? Y'all know we talked about it last time that it was some bullshit Chris Brown where they performed.
Right.
And they tried to play old dude on the stage when he was getting his award, but he wasn't there though, right?
No, he wasn't.
And he didn't perform anymore, so he probably was like, fuck it.
Right.
So for whatever reason they start booing him, I kind of feel like it may be a black ball, type of thing.
And I don't understand why, because Chris really just be minding his business these days.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, all that shit that happened to him before, it's been gone. Like,
and he's been punished for that.
Yeah,
that man
he's paid his dues for that for now. You know,
and Chris Brown, if you listening, hell, I love you.
Big ups to Chris Breezy.
Yes.
Let me borrow a dollar.
Yeah, me too.
Let me hold some.
Me too. I have a story. Oh, Lord, it's a video to go with it. So, four black women are suing L'Oreal and other companies after claiming their products caused them to develop cancer.
No, not L'Oreal.
Yes.
Ain't they like one of like the biggest, like...
The biggest.
Black. Wait, are they black?
I don't know if they black, but they,
but
they
got big,
they got bomb makeup.
Yeah,
they're
a big company.
But check this out. According to the NBC BLK, four black women have filed lawsuits against L'Oreal and other companies as they claim chemicals in their hair straightening products have caused them to develop uterine cancer.
Yeah, that sounds like that's nasty.
Uterine
that's
cancer?
Bad.
Yeah, that's not, it's not good. I actually had, anyway, I'm gonna tell you in a minute.
Yeah, that's bad.
The lawsuit states that three of the four women suing had to get hysterectomies, a surgical procedure that removes all parts of the uterus. One woman is only 28 years old.
That is so sad, yo.
It's very sad. It's
fuck
sad.
Cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer. And fuck L'Oreal that they giving people cancer, because that's some bullshit. But you know what? It's these fucking products they put in. They put so much
preservatives. All kinds
yes,
of crazy stuff
it'd
in
be
the
so.
Products. Yeah.
Listen, I'm on my journey to, I'm on my journey to do like some soap and shit. Like I want to make my own little soap line or whatever, you know, to kind of help your skin even out and all that bullshit.
Yes.
So, you know, as I was doing my journey and coming up my ingredients and stuff and testing other ingredients and looking up other people's ingredients and what they doing and how I'm doing it and I'm noticing like a lot of the shit that they be putting in these goddamn products be harmful as fuck, like acid as hell. Like
right,
it be
right.
heavy acid in right. some of these products. And a lot of different chemicals that are like bad for you.
Did you know that asbestos?
Fucking metal.
Asbestos ends up in foundation powder a lot.
Are you serious?
Because in order to make foundation powders, they use talcum. And asbestos is a natural occurrence in talcum.
How can they get that if they can't have that? Not, they can't have it in the house.
It happens all the time. And it only takes one fibrous pore for you to breathe in for you to get an asbestos infection.
But that's oh my God.
So a lot of
You can't have asbestos nowadays when they build homes, they don't build homes with that shit.
Right.
So if legally they're not building homes, like they're changing the way they build homes for it, why would they put it in?
Because the cosmetics industry is more so of a grayer area than like homes.
Yeah.
And which is why when you when you go to buy your foundations and eyeshadows, ladies, and your blushes, those are the things, the powdery things, make sure that you're using a brand that has the words talc-free. on there. Because it's the talcum powder that contains the asbestos.
Damn.
And they try their best to regulate it and filter that stuff out, but every now and then a fiber does end up in your foundation. It does end up in your blush and in your eyeshadow.
Ah.
And you can and there are ladies who wear that makeup every day, so prolonged use is gonna make you sick.
Just putting asbestos all on your face. You just might as well just go into your house, go through the wall, and just put this shit in your face and walk out the house.
Yes, and if you want to know more information about like the toxic shit that be in the beauty products from the cosmetic industry, there is a docuseries on HBO, and I watched it. It's called Not So Pretty, and it basically gives you just an in-depth look at what's going on in the cosmetic industry.
We need better regulation with the cosmetic industry, period. And that goes from all the way from cosmetic makeup and shit to cosmetic surgery. The things that they do, from the eye surgery to the teeth, the body, all of that.
Yeah.
Because even in insurance, they don't cover certain things because they say it's cosmetic. They don't cover it.
Right.
You know, so you have to come out of your pocket, out of pocket for the shit, because the simple fact that it's more of a pleasure. Like, you don't need it. It's something that you want to do. Like, you want it, but you ain't got to have it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And because you don't have to have it, it's not really much regulation as it needs to be in it.
Right.
Like, they're not really cracking on it down like they need to be cracking down on it. And that's bullshit.
Yep.
They, instead of them sitting here trying to lock people up for fucking weed and all this other stupid shit and going over 5 miles over the damn speed limit, they need to be focusing on cosmetic shit.
They really do.
Do some research.
And, you know, just on some, like, personal shit. For those of you who don't know, I actually had my own battle with cancer.
Yeah.
Back in 2017, I had advanced stage ovarian cancer. So I had a reproductive cancer. And I did have to go through a bunch of rounds of chemo. And I did have a hysterectomy. So I understand the pain that those ladies are going through. And my prayers are with them.
Yeah, definitely. Prayers for them. And I know cancer has been in my family a lot. I've lost a lot of people due to cancer, various different cancers. And sometimes just when you think that you fought the fucking battle,
it comes back.
And it comes back more aggressive, or, you know, it's the chemo and you can't recover from the radiation.
Yeah.
You know, because that shit takes so much out of you, you're just not able to bounce back, you know.
Right.
It's so hard, you know. So you, blessings and prayers to them, their family, and their journey, because that's a lot. And I hope that if they are victims, that they do get compensated, even though the compensation will never amount to anything.
The pain
it's not gonna amount to that shit, because you got pain, the hurt, you know. And that's not just you, your family.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Your caregivers, like, people forget about the caregivers.
Yeah.
Like, they go through it too.
Yeah, hell yeah. You gotta have a good mental to be a caregiver. You really do.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is.
So, Good Morning America co-hosts TJ Holmes and Amy Robach is allegedly having a long affair.
Mm.
A source claims to Page Six that their romance began back in March, around the time that they were training together for the New York City Half Marathon.
Wow.
Now, the pair who reportedly left their spouses in August were spotted canoodling in the bar near the ABC News back in May.
Now, I read the story, but let me get this straight. They started messing around back in March and decided that they were going to leave their partners, their husbands and wives in August?
Yeah.
Damn! How many March, April, May, June, July?
They was like,
I
gotta make sure that this shit is official before I step out.
Oh, you know they had that good with each other, because they left their husbands and wives after 5 months of being together.
Yeah, and they are, and that's the thing, husband and wife. Like,
yes.
Y'all married. What are y'all doing?
That's wild, man.
And then I seen a picture where she was leaning over in the car or whatever, and he was grabbing her butt.
I saw it too, and he was grabbing L because there wasn't nothing back there. She ain't had no booty or nothing, y'all.
I'm like, they just all up in the open with it. They really don't even care.
Nope.
You know, and I'm just, but you would think that it would be some type of like laws, because they're working together. Like, that's your coworker.
It just depends on the company. Some companies do have a rule that you're not supposed to, you know, mess around with your coworkers. And
yeah,
stuff.
But some jobs just let you just
do what you want.
Fuck what you
want
to fuck.
Yeah. Suck what you want to suck.
Suck what you want to suck. So, that's a whole mess within itself. So Rihanna lists Beyonce as the next star that she wants to see on the Savage Fenty runway. Do y'all think that maybe next year? Because it can't be this year because she's already done this one, didn't she? She did this.
You ever heard already. That that voice clip online when the lady be like, "Is that something that you would want?" And then she goes, "Yes." And then he goes, "You'll never get it." That's it right there.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like
we can't even get a collaborative song out of them two. Man, please.
I feel like as the world goes on, they'll eventually end up coming together. I feel like Rihanna is definitely nudging though. She's giving a little nudge, like, "Hey,
yeah,
I
she
want
wants
you.
It to happen, but B is B."
I feel like she eventually will though. I hope. I don't know. It's all prayers and fingers.
It would
crossed.
Be cool. It would certainly be cool if it happened.
It would definitely be cool. But I just feel like at a certain point, they do have their issues or had their issues. Mm-hmm. But B did co-sign for her. You know, she did co-sign for her. So that right there lets me know that she has some type of, like, you know, she's seen something in her enough to, what you know.
For B to give Bree the cold shoulder the way that she has for all these years, allegedly, I believe.
But they've been taking pictures together. Some pictures, I mean, some people be like, they phony, you know.
Yeah.
But they have had pictures together, so they do show that they can at least be in a room together.
You know what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I was about to say.
I know, but it's allegedly that...
Yeah, I'm not even going to actually say it because...
Yeah, we ain't going to talk about it.
That is... them not the people I want to fuck with like that. But listen to this story right here. Virginia State trooper killed in shootout with California police after allegedly catfishing a teen girl and murdering her whole family.
The state trooper?
Yes. A law enforcement officer from Virginia was killed in a shootout with the California deputies after reportedly killing a family of a teen girl he had catfished online.
What?
The suspect, identified as 28-year-old Austin Lee Edwards, then proceeded to drive off with the girl after murdering her mother and grandparents, police said on Sunday.
What? Yeah. The police did this shit?
Yeah.
They need to start these. And then he a state trooper. That's even worse.
Yeah.
They really got to start doing like some like psychiatric evaluations.
Something.
They need to start going through a little bit more testing they do. They could just go to freaking high school, get their damn GED, and go to the fucking police academy and go on and have a gun and kill whoever they want to kill. Stand your ground. You know, you
and
had a right.
Him,
you felt threatened.
To do that, like, he really wasn't wrapped too tight.
No, he wasn't.
For him to have the career that he have and then choose to do what he did.
But he probably, because of the career that he had, he felt like he had the power to do what he did. That's the thing. They don't feel like they could get away with. Never mind. They can get away with the shit. They always do.
That's the scariest part about it.
That's what's scary. That's why I don't like to be around them.
I don't
can't.
Either. They make me very.
And if y'all are, if you're a cop and you're listening,
we love you, but we really don't.
Listen, I respect you as a human.
Yeah,
okay?
That's yeah.
Because I have that humanity and shit.
Yeah.
I have all of that. Okay, I got that. So I respect everyone as a human.
Yeah.
I do not like what you do, okay? Nope. I don't respect what you do because... They got good ones, though, right? And I appreciate the good ones. Clap for the good ones. Clap for the fucking good ones, okay? Because y'all do got some good ones out there.
Yep.
But the thing is that I've ran to more bad than I've come into contact with good.
Yeah.
And I'm not the type of person that burn myself and then go back to the stove and burn myself again. Like, after a while, I'm like, well, shit, I'm just not gonna fuck with it at all.
At all.
And it'll just be what it is. Like,
you never know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of person, like, the people, they call the cops on me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
not calling them bitches. But it's like, it's the experience. It's the judgment. It's the, you know, hell. It's the people that, that I've seen that have lost their lives because of them. You know, like, it's a lot. Nobody want to deal with that shit. I ain't trying to go out like that.
No.
I ain't trying to do that. But I feel like that's some bullshit. I hope that he gets life on top of life. And condolences and prayers to the family because that's...
horrible.
That's sick. And I mean, who would want to trust a cop from then? Like, that's nothing but trauma from that point. I mean, I I don't know. And we're just hearing about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they live in that shit. And I can only imagine what they're going through. And that's the thing that I have a problem with the whole cop shit, is that you're supposed to be protecting and serving. But how can you protect and serve me if you're killing me? You're right. Not protecting and serving me.
That goes against what you're supposed
you're
to do.
You're hunting and you're killing me. You're hunting at this point.
Damn, that's the purge, friend.
It is. It is. It is literally the fucking purge. Mm-mm-mm. I feel disgusted. So, August Alsina comes out. He announces that he has a boyfriend, okay?
I'm and
this
coming
was
out.
This was on this Surreal Life. Now, period. Now, if y'all listen to Press Play and you real true players, y'all already know that we broke this news a long time ago. A couple months ago, we talked about August Alsina had a boyfriend. He had, he was around Atlanta, and they were on the beach on the horses, and they were buying Louis and Gucci. Louis Gucci Prada, Louis
Pop them tags. You know I knew.
So... they were, doing their thing, and we reported it. We talked about it. So if you did hear it from us, hey, that's why you want to listen to Press Play.
Because
we get the news, man. Yeah. We really be talking some real shit. So he came out, and it was true what we said, even though we said it was allegedly. It is shown to be true, and it is the same guy that we had pictures of the last time. So I just like that our stories be real, and they just like... pop back.
And then a little twisty turn I seen last week where they was trying to say that boy is August's brother. That ain't that boy real brother.
Oh my God. Y'all gotta stop. Just let the boy live. He wanna do what he wanna do. Let a boy have a bad boyfriend. Leave him alone. Damn.
And it's try so cute to
being in a goddamn attainment with me.
Together they
Cause just... honestly, to tell you the truth, let me tell you something.
Okay.
This is allegedly. The entanglement included Will Smith and Jada, okay?
Period.
So let's get it right.
I agree.
This is not, I know August is saying that he, this was his first time, finding somebody that he, to show him love and that show him how to love. Bop, bop. August has been this way.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And he was in the entanglement with Jada and Will. Of course, it's going to look more on with him and Jada because of the simple fact that he has an image to uphold.
Right.
He didn't want to come out, so he's going to lead to the female more.
And this theory makes sense because Will was so calm throughout the entire situation. And
I bet you they're cool right now.
I'm sorry.
I bet you they're cool right now.
Probably.
I bet you'll see a picture with them soon.
Probably.
Because now he's moved on.
Yeah.
So we'll be cool now.
Yep.
And while we're talking about Will Smith, we got some more Press Play. We gotta take a break, y'all.
Okay.
We're going to take a little break. We got some more Press Play. We got some more conversation. We're going to get into this Will Smith.
Yes.
Because Will got a lot to say.
Willie Will.
Little Willie. Big Willie. Yo, 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 and we are back with another one. So after the little break, man, we are back once again with more Press Play. We had some stuff that we were talking about Will Smith before we took a break, but we're going to get into that. But we got some quick questions.
Yes, yes, yes,
That we want to get into first. Okay. So first quick question that we have is... damn it, I had to jump right here. Okay. So the first quick question that we have is, what lessons have you learned from your past relationship?
Don't be in a relationship.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned not to be in a relationship.
niggas ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Period. I learned that communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
Red flags are definitely important to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to accept people for who the fuck they are.
Yep.
And there is somebody for everybody. Mm. You Just because you may like something, you may like how it vibing and all that. If it don't work, it don't work. Let it go. Move the fuck on. I think I learned that from a lot of all my relationships. Because at some point, it just feels like it gets to a point where, like, it's either you lacking communication, you do this, we not seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
And it's like we just not there. Like, and sometimes you may outgrow each other, or you just not supposed to be together.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to accept that. That it may have just been a vibe, and we're not vibing anymore.
You know what else? But you know what else I learned on some real shit?
Yeah.
I learned that sometimes I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I want to have things my way and I don't want to compromise.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get myself into relationships that I never should have got in the first place.
Yeah.
And then I get in them and I strongly dislike the person.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's because I was so enamored by the idea of this person that I didn't even recognize who this person really was.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely feel like in some cases it is me for not compromising.
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad for it, though. Like, I feel like the things that I was a subject to compromise for, I shouldn't have compromised for that shit. Because I know my fucking worth.
And
I know. Yeah, like, I know my worth. I know what I bring to the table.
Right.
So I feel like, shit, you ain't even bringing half of my fucking table. I built my own fucking table, okay?
Right.
So you got to be able to match up. And I can't compromise and keep compromising. And you barely fucking doing anything.
Right.
Like, you barely fucking bringing anything to the relationship within itself. You know, whether that be physical, mentally, emotional support.
Right.
Financial support, a fucking ear. Because,
like,
you know,
all you bringing is dick, we can't vibe.
Nah, you gotta let that shit go. If the sex is all you got, and don't get me wrong, I'm a freak. I like that shit, you know? And I love me a little nice little freak.
You said that's not aggressive. I like that shit.
I'm with it. But that's not what it's all about. Right. Especially if you're talking about being in a relationship. Now, if you just want to be a little thot, then let me know. Be real. Let's say you just want to be a little thot. Just thot you on that. But on some real shit, my thing is, you gonna be in a relationship, and I'm not the type of person to be like, oh, I want to be in a relationship. Will you be with me?
Right.
You know, most of my relationships has been because I've been courted, or that, if that makes sense.
That was gonna be my next question. In relationships, are you the pursuer, or are you the
one being pursued? I don't pursue shit. Okay. I don't pursue anything. I pursue this money. I pursue my motherfucking life. Like, I pursue my goals. I pursue the things that I like to do. I feel like people come in between, in the midst, I meet people, you know, and a lot of people like my vibe. They fuck with how I am. And I mean, I get it, whatever. But I'm not trying to pursue you. Like, I'm not trying to be with you on some I need to be with you type shit.
Right.
If it works, it works. I allow everybody, if I'm interested in it, I will allow you.
You'll entertain it, yeah.
Yeah, I will entertain it, and I will allow you to show me something. But I feel like I've always... I'm sorry, it's just a little fart.
That was a little sound effect.
But I feel like for me, like I bring so much to a relationship, and I give it an effort, but I keep a guard up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'll let you show yourself, but I'm not gonna be guarded down with you, bitch. You're not gonna fuck me over because I've been there before, you know?
Right.
And sometimes it's just like, they'll show, but so much. I call it like a show. Like, people, they'll show you this side of them, and then after you get so serious, then all of a sudden you start to see the real shit. The curtain started closed. You get real time. I be waiting for the real time. Give me the real time.
I don't want your representative. Fuck that fake shit. I don't want your representative.
I want you. So the beginning stages are always weird for me because I be thinking like, all this shit is bullshit. Like,
oh my God, yes. And then it's the beginning mundane conversation.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite color?
Yeah.
What do you like?
I don't give a listen. I hate this shit.
Show me the credit score.
I hate this shit.
Run me the motherfucking funds. I want to see. I want to know what that FICO score look like. That's do it. You have a 401k?
That's it. What are you doing with your savings?
I want to know. Do you rent or do you own?
What do you drive?
Right. What year is it?
What's the year make? Nah, but for real, I just be feeling like, you know, I get tired of starting over. That start over period is so aggravating.
Right.
But I just be feeling like, so most of the time, it just be like a waste of fucking time. And they be wasting their own fucking
time.
You
know what?
I'm going to stop taking y'all motherfuckers serious.
You know what? Honestly, you really just hit on something because it's so me. I hate the beginning stages so much, and you will lose me so quick because I get so annoyed.
Yeah.
But they are essential questions of you
they
getting
are.
To know me.
They are.
But they annoy
but
me.
But sometimes there's a ways to do it. There's ways to ease it in. Like, it's ways to ease it into the conversation.
Yeah.
In some ways that you ease it in, I can respect it a little more than other ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if it's like it has to flow. And if we're vibing, then it's gonna flow, right?
Yeah, like don't make it feel like homework.
Yeah, don't make me feel like it's a job. Just make me feel
and
like
every time
you
text me now, I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah, vibe with me.
Yeah,
like just vibe with me.
And then
enjoy the fucking ride.
Yeah,
and everything else is gonna come. Where it has to come. Like, come on.
Sometimes I vibe too hard though. Like I was talking to somebody and the vibe was immaculate. I forgot to get the person's name.
Oh no!
I told you about that. You was like,
what
friend, what's their name?
And
I was like, oh, I don't know.
No, you gotta get their name. But you know what? I think I've had a time where I've talked to somebody and I didn't get their name. But I don't think it was that important to get the name. For real.
Well, it'd be like that sometimes too.
Yeah, I don't think it really gave a fuck because I don't even remember they said now. So.
I'm tired of like trying to be, y'all, I want a relationship, but I'm just so tired of trying to build a relationship. Like, I'm tired.
I feel like everybody would love to have, like, I would love to have that ultimate partner, but I feel like that shit is so fucking far-fetched. And then you gotta take the time. Like, I want you to already equipped with all the bullshit. Like, I don't want to have to try to teach you who the fuck I am, show you how to be in a relationship. What the fuck are you supposed to do when you go out here in the streets? Who are you supposed to think about? Like, if you go out and you, like, what, babe, what we gonna eat type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, get you on that type of level. Like, I hate having to, like, train motherfuckers, try to get you on to what the fuck you supposed to do.
Right.
Like, you look out for me like I look out for you. I don't need to be out here trying to worry about if the fuck you ate, if you good, if you got gas in the fucking
if
car,
you're not doing that
if
for
you
me.
Got the shit that you need, your little snacks and all that good shit that you want to do,
right.
Your extracurricular shit and everything else, I'm not about to be sitting here making sure you straight and you ain't doing the shit for me.
Right.
Like, that point is for like a fucking job.
And it's embarrassing too. Like, don't.
Yeah, it's aggravating because who the fuck are you? Like, my ex was like that.
Mm.
And don't get me wrong, we had to, like, you know, work in on that. Like, listen, motherfucker, you think about me like I think about you. You don't sideways me. Who the fuck are you?
Right.
Who are you?
Heavy facts.
You ain't nobody.
Oh my God, you really speaking on something because, oh my God, when you mess with somebody who you really ain't even feeling like that, and then they do you dirty. And it's like,
that's
girl, I didn't even want you for real.
Because you ain't even nobody for real. And you got all the flaws. Like, did you not know that I compromised to be around your stupid ass?
You want to hear some petty shit that I did one time? Because that happened to me one time. I was messing with somebody and he wasn't even pressured. Then he decided that he really didn't want to entertain a relationship no more. And I was so freaking offended because, first of all, you pursued me. You pursued me for a long time. I did not want you.
Yeah.
Then finally I gave in and said, okay, well, let's try it. Then you give me and you don't want me no more. So the relationship ends. I'm not going to sit up here in front. I begged him to take me back.
Oh,
listen. I begged him to take me back. He took me back. Then I broke up with him. Your love is toxic. Fuck you. No, you're not gonna just do me no kind of way.
Nah, but I feel you though. That sounds like some shit I would've did.
I'm a perk 30, okay?
I am definitely petty like that. I'm gonna get your ass. I'm petty as shit.
I ain't even want you, like, and when I broke up, I dogged his ass.
Yeah,
like,
I'm dead
don't
ass.
Even play.
Dead ass with a dog, dude. I mean, you know, it comes to a point where that shit, it just become too much. And everybody got time for this shit.
That was a good question.
That was a lovely question. Okay, so let's get into this whole Will Smith's fiasco bullshit. Let's talk about Big Willie. So Big Willie decides that he wants to open up about the Oscars, man. And he says there's nobody that hates him more than him. Mm. Let's just kind of check out what Will had to say.
That's one hell of a thing to say.
And to forgive myself for being human. Trust me, there's nobody that hates the fact that I'm human more than me.
Yeah, but I know that.
You know, and just, you know, finding that space for myself within myself to be human, you know?
Right.
It's like I've always wanted to be Superman. I've always wanted to swoop in and save the damsel in distress, you know? And I had to humble down, you know, and realize that I'm a flawed human, and I still have an opportunity, you know, to go out in the world and contribute in a way that fills my heart and hopefully helps other people.
So he goes in and, you know, says a little bit about how he felt about you know, the Oscars as well. He did continue on, so let's kind of hear what else he had to say.
Okay.
That was a horrific night, as you could imagine. You know, there's many nuances and complexities to it, you know, but at the end of the day, I lost it, you know. And I guess what I would say, you just never know what somebody's going through, you know. I was going through something that night, you know. And not that, you know, justifies my behavior at all. I would just say, you know, you're asking what did I learn? And it's that we just got to be nice to each other, man. You know, it's like, it's hard. And I guess the thing that was most painful for me is I took my heart and made it hard for other people.
And he definitely did.
Was it drugs, Will? Was it Coca-Lina?
Ah!
Is that why you freaked out like that at the Oscars? Because, you know, I heard that Coke can make you mad like that.
Coke does. Coke make you... People be tweaking the fuck out in Coke. That's why I don't like food when people run it to be Coke.
I bet he was in... his jaw was probably...
So, like, true story. You know, I moved out in Atlanta when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out... My godmom and them are from here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I came out here with my godmom... whatever. Well, I was visiting and shit, and I was coming so often, and she was just kept trying to get me to move, and I'm like, no, I ain't gonna move. And eventually I moved, and I, you know, and eventually came and stayed with her or whatever.
Move from where?
I moved from North Carolina and then came out here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got out here, everything was fine. Like, we was, you know, like how we always are. Like, my godmom always looked out for me, even when I was younger. I was in high school. She always, like, you know, she always had my back.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, it was just some weird shit. Like, she was asking for weird shit. Mind you, we was in a 2-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm.
Little, small, little townhome.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 2-bedroom, 1 bath.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 bath. Because they had a half bath downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch gonna ask for $800 a month from me and my sister. And mind you, it's 3 of us in the fucking room. Because her daughter was in the room, too.
$800?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I was like, what kind of bullshit is this?
Baby.
Yeah, this bitch is going to find out that bitch was motherfucking tweaking.
Oh,
that bitch
God.
Was on fucking, she was coked the fuck out. She was trying to get the bills paid. Mind you, back then, fucking that rent was only $650.
Wow.
So she wasn't really spending no money on the fucking rent.
And you were only 18 and she was expecting money.
I was only 18 and mind you, I was out on my own. Like, I lived on my own.
Right.
I think I had, like, food stamps or some shit back then.
Uh-huh.
That's when they was giving me food stamps.
I
had, like, unemployment because I had just got laid off from my job and shit. So, I like, had unemployment
some
and
food
shit.
Stamps,
I wish I could get fucking food stamps.
I want some
shit
food
to
stamps.
I wish I could get food stamps. They tell me I make too much money now. They'll never give this shit again. But back then, I was getting food stamps and I had unemployment and I had a car and shit. So, she was using my car. She liked my car because I had a stick shift and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
She had a car, too, but she had a Chrysler 300. That's back when Chrysler 300 was a shit.
Yeah.
And I called it the pastor car because it looked like a fucking pastor to me. But she had a little car. She used to ride in my shit or whatever. And I had no problem with it. Like, you know, it was... I've always been like, you know, I'm a share. Like, you know,
yeah.
We trying to make it type
yeah.
shit. Like, I'm trying to contribute. I'm not trying to take away.
Right.
But what I'm not going to do is let you try to take everything from me. Like, bitch, damn. The fuck you want me to do? Like, I'm about to sit here and pay your fucking rent
you
and your car now?
You know her now? You know her still?
Yeah. I still know her. We've talked because we've had some spats from that time.
Mm.
We came back, we talked, mm-hmm. we lived mm-hmm. together again.
Oh wow.
We broke away from each other. And like a couple years ago, we had a conversation. She and we sat down, I went over her house and we talked and shit. But I just feel like
Well, I hope she off that booger sugar.
Yeah, I hope so too. But I don't know. But I just feel like I will never do that again. Like, I won't let her, because I just feel like it was just too many burns. Like, it was just too many burns. You know what I'm saying? Like, that first time, it was like, all right, one. And then the last one after that, it was just too much for me. And I'm just like, yeah. I mean, we good. We in a good space. But, you know, you just don't let people get you back. Take you back.
Oh, yeah. Once you show me, I'm never going to
let you do. Yeah, you don't let people take you back. Yeah. And I mean, like, I always felt like, damn, you know, like it made me feel like, damn, like, I was, like, a regular nigga on the street. Like, I'm like, you know, you know me. Like, I'm family.
Yeah,
and
she was
mistreating me like I'm not your family. And that shit just didn't make me feel good. It didn't make me feel good. And mind you, like, I got family, like, on my dad's side and shit here in Atlanta. But I'm not, like, that's not, I'm not cool with them like that. Like, we only see each other, like, family reunions and shit. Like, we don't vibe like that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not to say that we can't, but I'm not taking the energy to focus on that. And, of course, they're not taking the energy to focus on that. So, right now, we're just not worried about it.
Yeah.
So, it's like, if you, my family, and you know I'm here with you, the fuck? Because fuck the friends. The friends, is I talk about the family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. I just feel like that whole slap, that bullshit, that was some bullshit. And coke gets people riled up and makes people tweak out. That's why I don't really fuck people with coke. And mind you, I've had also an experience with somebody that can't... People with coke, they paste a lot. They do a lot. It be a lot. It make you nervous. I just can't do it.
Shit, I don't want nothing that's gonna make me hyped up like that. That's
crazy. I don't understand how you, even with heroin, like they be shooting themselves up and then they go to sleep. Like, who the fuck want to be knocked out for weeks and weeks on out? That shit don't make sense. You must really don't. You guys, you really can't. Life is really, it's making you to the point where you don't want to be here. You know, and you need to talk to somebody.
But all this is alleged. We're not saying Will Smith do coke. I'm just saying it's
alleged.
It might be coke.
It's alleged, but who knows?
Yeah.
What you got for him?
Okay. So, what I got, since we're on the topic of drugs, Buddhist temple left empty after monks failed drug test.
Oh, not the temple.
Monks. A Buddhist temple in Thailand is extra quiet after several monks failed a drug test. They failed for what must be the last drug you would associate with Buddhist monks.
Wow.
The tests were forced on them by a police officer after a raid on the temple. The Providence is cracking down on drugs.
Damn.
This crazy, bro. The monks on that za.
Yeah, they really is on that za. Well, I mean, can you blame them? I mean, nope. I feel like the whole world is smoking weed. Like, I don't understand why we're still making it illegal and calling it a drug.
Well,
we're only doing it because y'all can't regulate it. Stop it.
Slowly but surely, you know, mostly in the United States of America, it's mostly been legalized for medicinal use. And then mostly on the West Coast, you have... for adult use.
Yeah, so you get Donald Trump dumbass in there talking about he getting rid of the fucking plugs and shit. How the fuck what are we gonna do?
How he gonna do that
and it's legal?
If you gonna get rid of what we gonna smoke?
How we gonna do that?
Granny. He not gonna get rid of my plug. I'm gonna protect my plug.
Donald.
I'm gonna come over to the plug house with the AK ready to spray.
Okay, you gotta get it out there. Windows, baby.
Not my weed. Not my weed.
Not today. So, an arrest warrant was actually issued for the murder of Shaquilla Robinson.
Yeah.
But it has actually been new updates regarding that as well. That the girl Dejanae Jackson has been arrested by the Interpol agents after a control judge issued an arrest warrant against her for the crime of femicide of Ms. Robinson.
Good.
Dejanae was placed in federal custody. She awaits for her to go to be expedited to Mexico, where she will be formally accused. So that's one down, but I feel like we got a whole lot more to go because they all was in the video. They all had something to do with it. And I just found out last night from talking to some people that they got her, put clothes on her, put pajamas on her, and set her up.
Are you
when
serious?
The fucking doctors came? Yes. And set the lady up, set her dead body up when the doctors them came.
What was that supposed to do?
I don't understand. But then that leads me to question, you know, because they did do a false report. That report they did, the first report was false.
Wow.
So it leads me to think that they knew that she was dead, and they put that false report and try to cover up Mexico's reputation because they was bringing that money as their result, that bring their money. So finding out somebody died out there is going to fuck their goddamn money up.
Yeah.
I feel like all this shit is just a money scheme. Plus, they also said, and this is all alleged, that she had like $17,000 that is missing. Yeah, and they saying that the either somebody, the doctors, the police, or whoever took the money.
She had
and the reason why
cash with her on her trip.
That's what they saying.
That's fucking crazy.
Now I don't know. They need to go. Somebody needs to go to customs and find out what she went in with, but what she left with. But it said that she had that in her suitcase or in her luggage or whatever, and that they took it. And that's the kind of the reason why that this story is, the report is fake and everything else is the way it
this
is.
This is so...
This is all alleged, but you hearing it from
this
first
story place. Gives me the same kind of chills as that story about the little girl named Kanika Jenkins, remember
From the Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so sad.
They found her in like a freezer or
something.
Yeah,
yeah.
This reminds me of that.
That shit was so sad. And then to kind of find out what the reason, what happened with her and after the whole freezing situation. Oh, that's
what was it? I don't even remember. I don't know if I even found out.
She was drunk and she was wandering the house.
Oh, and she fell asleep in the freezer, didn't she?
Nah, she went with some dudes and he was trying to mess with her and she didn't want to mess with him. And then he ended up leaving her in the freezer and he came back. He ended up, like, I guess he's body slammed. Oh, this is alleged, but I guess he like body slammed her or some shit or whatever. Was like trying to fight her. They was fighting because he was trying to get... Raper, basically.
Yeah.
And she was trying to fight it or whatever, and she was real drunk. And, you know, she's young, and he ended up leaving her in the freezer. He didn't think that she was gonna die, but they came back and she was dead.
That's what happened. Wow.
Yeah. So that shit happened because he was mad because she didn't want to get it done.
So since we're on the topic of murders, takeoff suspected murderer arrested on a felony gun possession. An arrest has been made in connection to the deadly shooting that unfolded in Texas on November 1st for Takeoff. It was a little boy named Lil Cam. He was 22 years old. And so they arrested him. And in his mugshot, he got a nerve to be smiling.
Like he happy about that shit.
Because he's going to be known as Takeoff's killer. People be so happy to have notoriety.
But the thing is this is the thing with these niggas out here right now. Everybody's so quick to want to get this code and to be in this, like, oh, I'm this guy, I'm that, I'm, you know, and I did this, and have that gloat and that notoriety. When you get your ass in fucking prison, first of all, that is not going to be fucking kind to you. It's not going to be a fucking field trip, okay? And not only that, but after so long of being in there, when you get old, what you got to realize is that you grow old. If you don't die, you grow old.
Right.
When growing old becomes wisdom, you become a little bit more wiser. And then when you get wiser, then you want to start reading Bibles and Qurans and all kind of other shit and get more religious.
Right.
And then you want to start talking to the youth. They're like, oh, this is what happened with me when I was that age. When you could actually sit and watch these niggas that's already dealing with the shit and going through the shit and doing the same shit because it's all a fucking pattern.
Right.
And you can cut the fucking cord and stop doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all all do the same shit. Don't get me wrong. I've had my run-ins with the law. I done been locked up before, but I learned from my shit.
Right. Friend, what's the longest you've been locked up?
No, it wasn't that long. I got the fuck out.
A couple days.
Yeah, I was done. I'm not. But my thing is, I was never on no gloating shit. My shit happened because I had to defend myself from motherfuckers that ain't, and nobody gonna motherfucking threaten my goddamn life. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You will always get your ass beat or get your ass beat to the fucking ground when you threaten my fucking life.
Beat to the meat.
That's it. Your life is always gonna be threatened when you threaten mine. So that was my motherfucking issue. But what I'm saying is y'all niggas out here that's doing this unnecessary, irrelevant ass shit, making up these fake ass crimes, doing all this fake, unnecessary bullshit, these criminal ass fucking just insane actions that just don't even make any sense. You have no fucking humanity whatsoever.
I wonder when people do brutal things like this, do they not think it through before they do it?
They feel like it's just a... I don't understand. They can't think of the consequence. The shit doesn't make any sense. And it baffles me because... It's the what you're going to be a couple years from now, the shit that's going to start coming out your mouth.
Right.
The what you're going to want us to believe now. When you can get the shit, instead of boasting and acting like you got it and you all that because you shot somebody.
Right.
Like, y'all so fucking stupid. Don't get me wrong. I got guns, but I will beat your ass.
Yeah.
First.
Right.
Now, if you start on some bullshit because nowadays everybody want to shoot. Y'all niggas can't fight.
Right.
Everybody want to shoot because ain't nobody fight.
Ooh, that's, you spoke a word right now.
That shit is stupid. Y'all scared when it run your mouth. You get scared. I'ma blow dot 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 dot. Blow somebody away. Ha 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 ha. Pop pop pop. Yeah, and I mean, but you can't fight. Cause if the guns go away, how you gonna defend yourself? You running like a pussy.
They gonna be like them videos you see of people when they about to fight and they be like this.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? What you doing? You need to go home. Your mama need to teach you some boxing. Listen, I had them Everglass red boxing gloves when I was a kid. Yes. Oh, I was definitely boxing with the boxing shoes. Like, I was going to be a boxer.
And I had them big Hulk hands.
Oh, yeah. I had the girl Hulk hands, too. I was fucking some shit up with them Hulk hands.
Yeah, I feel like Ludacris.
I love that boy. Yeah,
remember the Ludacris video? We had them big, good back.
Hell yeah. But, yeah, you just, I don't understand. This shit is stupid. But his is here, there. I'm just praying that this world gets a little bit better, especially when it comes down to that. Prayers for Miss Robinson. Hopefully they will get the other kids too.
Yeah. Well, friend, on to the next. Balenciaga. Now y'all heard about how Balenciaga had them little them BDSM looking ass bears in their photo shoot with them kids. And not only did they have the chained up looking BDSM bears in the photo shoot, they also had a case file on the desk of the photo shoot. And it was a case about, shit, friend, I ain't got what the case was about. It has something to do with pedophilia.
Oh, no, so they fucking with kids.
Yeah.
Basically,
it was like a case about pro-pedophilia, basically. Mm-mm. And so, you know, all this stuff was seen in the photo shoot, and a child was in the photo shoot with all these items. And people were, like, outraged by this. And so now Balenciaga is filing a $25 million lawsuit against a production company that developed the controversial campaign featuring the kids. Because
that's crazy.
Balenciaga is not taking responsibility for it.
Of course they're not going to.
They're blaming, you know.
It's all them little fashion designers on Evo. Just like when they be walking around here with the fucking noops around their fucking neck.
Yeah.
On the runway.
It's fashion.
Like the shit is just fucking cute.
Right.
And we need to start fucking reversing that shit. Stop putting noops around their fucking necks and putting them on fucking trees.
I'm telling you. Oh, friend. Now, come on, friend. We ain't putting nobody on no tree.
Now. I'm sorry, y'all. That shit. Listen, I'm going to just be honest. That racial shit grinds my fucking gears. I just don't understand how somebody can wake up every fucking morning, every day, and hate a race.
Yeah.
Now, I can't say that I'm fucking racist because I've dated every fucking race there is.
Right.
Okay? And I've put my dick in every fucking race there is. I'm not going to fucking lie. I have. You know what I'm saying? I'm not racist. I don't have that in my heart. But what I do have is aggravation for people that are simple-minded,
yeah,
that really wake up to be racist.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have to face this shit. At the end of the day, I'm a fucking black man. I'm black, okay? I have to deal with that shit whether I like it or fucking not. I don't have a choice but to face the racist shit.
Yeah.
And the fact that you fuckers can sit around and be oblivious to the shit and then do things like this that triggers people. That shit is a triggering thing. You don't understand that shit? Like, it's triggering.
It is.
We as kids had to grow up to learn about how we gotta protect ourselves from racist bitches. Like, do you know how fucking sick that is to have that shit as a fucking kid?
So you've had to have that conversation about not approaching white women and stuff
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we had to have all those conversations. Like, all that, the what they will do, what you gotta watch out for, what you shouldn't be doing in the streets. So that you don't get fucking caught.
Don't have your hoodie on when you walk in.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. And just the fact that you have to grow up that way and then you grow up to really face it. Like, I've had to interact with that shit and it's dumb.
Yeah.
And then y'all get a major fucking platform like fucking Balenciaga. We make y'all a major fucking designers to make y'all relevant because y'all ain't relevant without us.
Nope. And you know,
make
and
y'all
you know
stupid
it's
ass
true.
Relevant.
And you know what's true? Balenciaga, that watch brand Patek. Ameris.
AP.
Yeah. They rap about all this shit in the music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's us influencing
it's us.
The purchases.
It's definitely us.
Fendi. What's a damn bag? That ugly ass church looking bag that everybody want?
Tote? No.
Birkin.
Oh, Birkin bag. Yeah. Oh,
Birkin, yeah. All that stuff.
Uh-huh. It's just a mess. It's just horrible. It's just shit.
And so, yeah, so basically that lawsuit is going on and everybody was kind of jumping down Kim Kardashian's throat because of the situation because she didn't make a statement. But what people did not know is that after that information came out, Kim was offered a campaign with them to do a project.
Of course.
She said no. She said hell no.
Well, she shouldn't because she had black kids. Whether she wanted to be oblivious to it
and
or
I just want to give Kim props for that because she wasn't with the bullshit. She did not say
But I feel like Kim realizes that she is raising black children.
Yeah.
And that it's going to be different for her because of that. Like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard a conversation of her saying something related to that. That, you know, she is raising black kids.
Yeah.
So it's different. It's
and Kim, not don't play, Kim don't play about her kids. No. And she respects, you know, black culture as far as her kids are concerned.
To a, yeah.
Because I be seeing her online and when she do her kids' hair and like,
yeah.
You know, she really, you gotta,
she
be,
gotta
you
get into it. But she gotta learn. Get into it though. You gotta learn that shit. You want to do it, you gotta learn it.
But do you know how many white parents who have multiracial kids
and don't learn it?
And don't learn it.
They don't. But you need to learn it though.
Yeah.
You gotta learn that shit. Because you need to know what's, that's your child. That's a part of your child. You gotta learn that culture.
Right.
We're going to take a little break, and we're going to be back for a little bit more of Press Play, okay?
Bye.
If you like this episode, make sure you follow us on our social media platforms. Links will be in the description box. Also, make sure that you check out Press Play each and every time we drop. If you're looking to get a facial, go ahead and book your facial. You'll get your face, man, get that junk flat out. Like, Dre gonna hook you up. Smooth complexion. Get them dark marks off. Clean that fake stuff. Get that junk, like, clean, all right? Go ahead and head over to spot92.com and book you a facial. Let them know that you're a Press Play player and get 15% off your next facial. Come on, bro. I got 15% off your next facial. Get that little smooth joint going on. Get them pimples and them dark marks off, them scars, and you get looking good for the wintertime. You know, because the wintertime is your face getting cold. It's the pores and the dirty pores and all that, those blackheads and all that stuff coming from the cold weather. All that ice and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So you need to get you a nice little facial, and Drea got you. So if you're in the Atlanta area and you need to get a facial, go to spy92.com, book your appointment, and let Drea know Press Play sent you so you can get your 15% off. You feel me? So we greatly appreciate y'all for listening. We have a lot more in store for you guys. And, I mean, this is just the beginning. We greatly appreciate our players. We love each and every last one of you. Share. Tell a friend. Tell a family member. Tell your dog. Tell your goldfish. All right? Let them know we Press Playing and they need to be part of the Press Play family. All right? So we appreciate each and every last one of you. We love you. We thank you for being part of this Press Play movement. And like you already know, man, this is your boy London. And until next time, we out.